Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlone. Here is our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Sheldon.
Hey there.
How are we doing?
I am well. How are you?
Great Palm Sunday weekend coming up, and the entrance into Holy Week again. Can you believe it?
And the end of Lent.
I know. It's a good thing. Actually, I have to tell you, I think Lent went fast.
Yeah, we made it.
It moved right through. It went very quickly.
40 days ago, it was a long time ago.
Spring has sprung.
Yes.
So it's kind of a nice thing. We enter into the gift of Easter a week from now, believe it or not. We enter into Holy Week, so it's kind of got to be a different week, and we have to figure out how we're going to make it a different week. And one of the ways I think we do that is coping with lots of stuff in our lives, distraction, with all kinds of issues in our life, and kind of getting through to kind of make it special. It's got to be refocused. When you go to church today, you know, the readings are going to be long.
Mm-hmm. It's a long mass.
It's the passion. So it's like the big story. I mean, it's like it's our family history today.
But
you know,
you get rewarded for being there by getting palm.
Piece of palm, which you like,
you
I
go.
Know. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. A lot of people come, you know, for this. And I'm always grateful that they do, because I think it says what an important day this still is, that Palm Sunday is still a really important day. It's a day we need to come together. It's a day we need to celebrate. And there's something great about that. So we enter into Holy Week, and we recognize that it's a very personal journey, you know, for all of us. It's a very personal journey. We got to kind of take a look at that and say, well, how does God want me to live Holy Week? How am I going to do this and make it a little bit different, even though I got to work and even though I got to go to school? How is it going to be a little bit different for me this week? And so that's what we're going to focus on, you know, how we cope with all of the distractions out there and kind of move beyond them and figure out how we're going to kind of change a little bit. So that's what it's all about on Religion and Rock, the gift of coping and the power of this great story of the passion. To start us off today, this is David Bowie. It's called Changes.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Wanna be a richer man?
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. Yeah. I watch the ripples change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultation. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up and out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her neck?
Changes are taking the base I'm going.
David Bowie changes, I think that's something we have to kind of look in our own lives about every single day, right? Think about what really needs to change in my life, what really needs to be different about my life. You know, most churches on Monday, meaning this Monday, have Reconciliation Monday, that you can go to a church any time of the day and go celebrate reconciliation. How do you like that? The sacrament of reconciliation, penance, you know, going to confession. Yeah. And that's a great thing to kind of think about. Like, that's a great way to initiate change. You want to make it a different week. You want to make it a holy week, not just your average, ordinary week. That's a something worth thinking about, saying, yeah, maybe I can do that. You know, maybe I can kind of go and get forgiven for all the things that have been kind of hanging around in my life, kind of dust out the closet and start from scratch, you know? There's something beautiful about that. And we used to call that Easter duty way back in the day. But there's something really good about that. I think as we start off Holy Week, you know, to say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to try to make it a little different. I'm going to try to change it up and live a little differently this week so that that experience of Easter is even more important because I've managed to do that. So, yeah, it's worth that reflection, worth thinking about. What do you want to change? What do you want to make a little bit different in the immediate future? Now we have the long-range stuff. That's a whole different show and a whole different deal. But the immediate future, what do you want to do? What little things can change to help make this a little bit different, help me to focus a little bit in the midst of everything that's going on in my life that I can cope with? You know, how do I get back to really the brass tacks, the bare necessities of my life that I can really recognize what really matters? Hey, here's Journey. This is called Separate Ways.
Here we stand.
Yeah, journeys separate ways. You know, sometimes that happens in our lives too, and that's part of kind of centering ourselves and dealing with things. We have to kind of come to the point where we say, you know what, this is going to be more healthy for me to go away from this crowd of people that drags me down, or to not hang around with these people as much, because, you know, it's contagious. Negativity is contagious. Gossip is contagious. And even if we think we're so, if we think we're so above it all, you know, we're so above gossip, you hang around with some people who gossip, and next thing you know, you're gossiping, you know. So that's part of our reality, is that we have to kind of deal with that. You have to cope with people who are going to be gossiping, people who are going to be negative, people who are going to be talking about you and saying things aren't even true about you. That's part of life, you know. What do we do with it? How do we deal with that? Well, we trust our friends are our friends, and they know who we are, and they know, you know, the story. But the other people, we just sometimes have to separate ourselves a little bit. We have to get some room in there, and that helps us to grow. I think that's part of this story of redemption that we're going to hear at Mass this weekend. You know, it's all about the Passion, that there was betrayal in there, right? We had Judas, and we had betrayal, and betrayal is a terrible thing, you know. It brought Jesus to tears and sweat, right? All of this stuff, because what happens is that you feel like you've actually kind of been cheated on in a way in friendship, in your relationship with somebody. It's a very, very tough thing to deal with. And yet in the midst of that, you know, there's more to life than just the people who have hurt us, right? We have to let it go. We have to be able to forgive them. We have to be able to move on from that. There's something powerful about that, you know, in our own lives. Part of it is us seeking our own forgiveness, you know, for things we've done to hurt other people, ways we've betrayed people. But also for we who have been betrayed, yeah, it's about letting it go and saying, you know, I'm going to move beyond that. And that's going to make us better people in the long run. Here's the Rolling Stones. This is called Paint It Black.
I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
is the Rolling Stones, Paint It Black. You know, that's part of our lives, too, is that sometimes we do paint everything black, right? We kind of paint everything dark, and we paint, you know, everything kind of being negative. And in our lives, I think that's part of the great Easter hope, to recognize that, yeah, when we cope with a lot of stuff in our lives, and let's face it, we all do. We all have issues. We all have things that in our past and in our present that are difficult to deal with. But the reality is, if we paint our lives black, you know, we're missing so much of the joy and so much of the light that we're called to be. You know, it says in the Bible, we're called to be a light to the world, and you don't put a light under a bushel basket. Well, that's the truth of the matter. You know, we're supposed to be out there kind of lighting the way. It's a good time of year to kind of think about that, because if you look around, you know, the crocus are going to begin to pop up. There are Easter plants for sale everywhere, even in the supermarkets. You look around, like, spring is in the air. Spring is that reminder of the fact that there's hope, and that no matter what we go through in life, God's with us, and we have this great sense of, you know, getting beyond it with the help of God in our life. So it's kind of place your trust in God, and don't paint it black. No, paint it bright, and recognize all the beauty that's all around us, even in the midst of the stuff we have to cope with. And here's Rush. This is called Limelight.
We'll be right back.
No matter who we are, we all spend a little time in the limelight, you know? All of us are known by other people. All of us kind of, you know, have a moment where we stand before people, whether you're a teacher in a school, whether you are working someplace and you lead a small group of other people or a large group of other people, priests, you know, we're in front of people all the time. Yeah. What do you do with that? What do you do with that moment when you're there, but also the moments when you're not there doing your job, but maybe somebody sees you, you know? And I think about that a lot. Like if you're in a restaurant and somebody looks over and they see you, like I was in a Chinese restaurant a couple of weeks ago, you know, and I happened to have a black suit on and people were staring, you know, saying, "What's that? There's the priest over there. Look at him having Chinese food." Yeah, that's true. I do eat Chinese food. You know, there's something about that kind of recognizing that, saying hello to people, being kind and friendly. Those things, I think, make a big difference. And I think no matter who we are, it's that kind of demeanor that we have in life that makes a huge difference. I kind of have this 10 to 1 theory, you know, that when we're kind to somebody or mean to somebody, they tell 10 people, you know, and there's something about that. There's something really beautiful about being a person who says, you know, God has really helped me in this world and I believe in God. I have this gift of faith. I want to share it with other people. So you don't have to read the Bible to them in the Chinese restaurant. No, but it's about being kind and friendly and recognizing that role that we all play in being these kind of ambassadors for God, you know, and the ways in which we treat people make such a huge difference. And there's little things and giant things that can make that huge difference in this world. Hey, here's the Allman Brothers, No One to Run To Anymore.
Tony got a job, 3 kids, and a lovely wife.
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about, well, it's Palm Sunday, coping with difficult issues in our lives, how we make it a holy week. We're talking about a lot of stuff. It's true. No one to run with anymore. Well, you know, in our lives, sometimes that happens, right? We sort of move. We go to a different job. We go to a different place. And some of our friends kind of change over a little bit. Some of the relationships we have kind of change over a little bit. How are you at meeting new people in your life? Not always easy, right? We need God's help in that sometimes. We need that God's help to kind of be those friendly people who recognize, yeah, you know what? You get a lot more flies with honey, right? So being kind and friendly, I think that's an important thing to do. And sometimes that demeanor makes all the difference in the world. If you're traveling and you get on those planes, sometimes it's about being friendly and kind, and that makes a big difference. You know, I think kindness goes a long way, and that's something we have to pray for all the time. That's part of coping, I think, with stressful situations, you know, is trying to remain kind. You know people who can do that? You know, in the midst of stress, they actually are kind. They actually are patient in the midst of waiting. The other day, I was on a phone call with a company trying to get something rectified. I was on the phone for 1 hour. It was like 56 minutes. I was just calm. I was peaceful. I was doing other things. I had the phone on speaker. But I said, you know what? I can live with this. This is okay. And they kept apologizing and apologizing. I said, it's all right. It's all right. And the guy at the end said, you really are amazing. Thanks so much. I said, well, what are you going to do? I said, you know, we got through it. We did okay. There's something about that, I think, that makes a big difference. So it's our little efforts that really add up and make that huge difference in our lives. Sometimes it's on the phone. Sometimes it's to a stranger. We're always called to be those ambassadors, and that makes a big difference. And here's Bad Company. This is called Shooting Star.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday. Yeah. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama, smile and wave goodbye. Don't you know? Song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know that you are?
a warm summer day. If you listen to the wind, you can still hear him play.
That's a good thing to think about. Don't you know you were a shooting star? Yeah, that's part of it. You know, that we have a difference to make in this world. And no matter what we've gone through, no matter what's going on, you know what? We have an impact. And I think that's part of where Holy Week kind of fits in, to recognize that it's all of our stories. We don't sit idly by and watch a play this week. No, the Holy Week is all about us fitting into the story, us realizing the role we play in all of it and the difference that we make because of our own participation, you know, because we've been affected and we experience that gift of hope and faith and love. It's called, we're called to change our lives and help others to change their life by our own example. So yeah, be a shooting star. It makes a big difference. Here's the Black Crowes. This is called Remedy. Remedy. Yeah, in our lives, we need remedies for all kinds of stuff that we're coping with, and there's something important about that, you know? You think about, you know, our past, our hurts, even present difficulties, you know, we cope with a lot of stuff, and there's lots of ways to do that. I think the greatest remedy, honestly, for anything is really prayer, that we can bring stuff to God and say, I can't handle this alone, I need some help, you know? And I think that's the great gift, where we kind of get God's help in life to get us through stuff is such a beautiful thing. It's kind of the perfect remedy for anything is that gift of prayer that helps us in so many ways, and it doesn't take a lot of skill to do it. It's just that gift of relationship with God, you know, that means being quiet, listening, and speaking in our hearts that makes all that difference in the world. Here's Rainbow, Since You've Been Gone. Sometimes losing somebody in our lives is one of those moments, like Since You've Been Gone, that is excruciatingly difficult for us. But ultimately, you know, again, that's part of the coping that we're called to, and recognizing, even in this greatest story ever told, it doesn't end in death. You know, it ends in life. It ends in that gift to heaven and resurrection. That's so important to us. So there's something about that that's important. I know my mom's funeral was Monday of Holy Week. So, like, I remember that and will always remember that. But yet, that story of her death kind of fit right into Holy Week, you know? And in our lives, like, no matter when we've lost somebody, you know, it kind of fits right into Holy Week. There's something really amazing about that, and something we bring to it that makes it special for us. Here's Bob Seger, Turn the Page.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering
the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles. Of energy you try to give away as the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening as you lie awake in bed with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
As we turn another page on Lent, you know, we're called to kind of take a look at how Lent has affected our lives a little bit. Has it been just another year? Well, here's an opportunity for us to kind of make this a Holy Week, make it something a little bit different, you know, turn the page. Sometimes we have to turn the page on anger. We have to turn the page on disappointment, on hurt, on personal stuff in our lives. That helps us to be better people when we can let things go. And that's an important part of who we are. So yeah, maybe it's about prayer this week. Maybe it's about asking God to help us to turn the page on something bad that happened or somebody who's hurt us and be able to move on a little bit and say, yeah, I'm not going to let this bother me. I'm not going to let this take me down. And that's the gift of hope that is kind of leading us to something more in our lives. It's kind of an important thing to think about. Hey, here's Joe Walsh. This is called One Day at a Time.
One
Joe Walsh wrote that about his own addiction to alcohol and a little bit to drugs, too. One day at a time, how important that is in our lives, you know, to recognize that one day at a time living is such an important thing. But also that gift of sobriety, well, boy, for those who celebrate that, what a great gift that is as well, to deal with and to be able to deal with some of the demons in our lives. It's all about making this a holy week. It's all about making this week a little bit different than any other week. We do hear the greatest story ever told, and we're given at Sheldon Set a Piece of Palm as a gift, as a reminder of that greatest story ever told and how we participate in it. So make it a holy week. Think about that and recognize the power of what's going on this week, because there's a lot of beautiful things happening in our midst, calling us to deeper holiness. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who copes on Palm Sunday, Stephen Sheldone. Have a wonderful week and a great Palm Sunday, everybody. And don't forget, say a prayer.